Chapter 1, Devotional 15. Are you spiritually fit? The need for spiritual training. For physical training is of some value, useful for a little, but godliness, spiritual training, is useful and of value in everything and in every way, for it holds promise for the present life and also for the life which is to come. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. To obtain optimal physical health and stamina, we nurture and maintain our bodies with the proper vitamins, food, water, and exercise. We must do this daily to sustain our physical health. Likewise, our spiritual health and stamina must also be properly cared for, fed, and nurtured with God's Word and Holy Spirit. No food, no physical energy or strength. No word, no spiritual power or might. A reduced level of God's Word will lead to a weakened spiritual immune system that is unable to stand firm and resist Satan's attacks. Building up our spiritual health and stamina requires daily effort and discipline. We must spend time alone in God's Word, time in prayer, thanksgiving, and praise. And as we do this, our mind is renewed and we come to think like God. As the process of renewal in our mind begins, we can expect Satan to take notice and begin to resist our efforts. He will challenge us and try his best to get us to turn away from God and his Word. As this war of thoughts rages in our mind, we must turn to God and stand on his Word. To win this battle for our mind, we must be filled with the Word of God and allow ourselves to be led by the Holy Spirit. We must resist the urge to be ruled by our emotions or any worldly thought that contradicts the truth of God's Word. Does your thinking and behavior line up with the world's way or with God's Word and his way? Are you on the believer's daily recommended diet and exercise plan consisting of word, presence, prayer, praise, and worship? Does your daily intake of spiritual food meet your minimum daily requirement? Did you feast at God's table today and take in enough spiritual nourishment to fight the good fight? Child of God, are you strong, trained, equipped, and prepared for battle? If not, I encourage you to commit today to get spiritually fit. Lord, thank you for giving me the desire and tools to get spiritually fit and strong that I might endure the tests and fight the fight of faith. Use me as you will in your kingdom army. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.